I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Carmel Clavin tumbled all over the world doing any number of different and out there things before fetching up in Stanton 7 years ago. She has at the moment, Carmel says, several different income identities, one of them being as the operations coordinator of the Stanton Creative Community Fund. But her central income identity is that of a professional vaudevillian. I've never had an interview with a professional vaudevillian.
I'm never going to outrun that. But nope. I think vaudeville is coming back to the mainstream American narrative.
What do you mean by vaudeville in 2015?
In 2015? Variety entertainment on a scale that allows for local engagement. That's a super academic way, I think, of describing it.
Yes.
But America invented modern vaudeville. It dominated our entertainment and it dominated our lives for so long. And what vaudeville became when it died as a live art, it became television. And I think we're in a place right now where people are looking to reconnect in an in-person environment. So they like going to a small club, or they like going to a bookstore, or they like going to someone's studio and seeing a live show with 30 other people, as opposed to going to a stadium and seeing a huge, enormous spectacle with 100,000 other people. There's a time and a place for that. But I think why vaudeville and burlesque and variety entertainment and cabaret and sideshow are experiencing an uptick is because people want to go and they want to connect and they want to see the faces of the other people who they're connecting with. And I think as a performer, what I love about that is that I can see my audience's faces and they can see mine, and we can, and I know when I'm tanking and I know when I'm winning, and it's all very immediate. And I do a lot of street theater as well. So that's a whole other level of like knowing when you're failing and knowing when you're winning. But it is such an immediate response and a relationship. You fall in love a little bit with the people that you're performing for, and hopefully they fall in love with you. So I figured if I want to live here, I've really got to build the audience and I've got to build what I want to do. And so I started a business. I started a production company called Spectacle and Mirth. As in, I make a spectacle out of myself for your mirth. And that includes a lot of things. So that includes my street theater and my street busking. And that includes the Fringe Festival that I'm producing in the spring. And that includes the teacup cabarets that I produce on basically a monthly basis now with several other collaborators. And so
Where are those?
They are wherever they want to be. So but street busking is great because you can do it wherever you set up, as long as you're not kicked off of the spot that you've chosen.
Dancing may do this and that and help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no fan of dancing when it's hot.
Teacup cabarets are 30-minute variety shows with a thematic or a narrative bent. And we've done about 7 or 8 of those in the last year. Me and my collaborators. I'm the producer, and I'm in all of the shows because when you're the boss, you get to do that. And I've had a number of other wonderful collaborators in the Valley. Cellists and slam poets and belly dancers and sword swallowers and aerialists. And sometimes we do public shows, and sometimes we do private shows for clients. But they all run about that 30-minute mark, and they all have some sort of narrative or thematic format to them, because I think 30 minutes is kind of the magic time before people start getting fidgety. Variety entertainment in vaudeville in its origins was about having something ready to put into a slot in a time frame and in a show that lasted all day. People would go to the theater and they would pay a single ticket price and they would have the opportunity to see a dog act and a burlesque and a singing family and maybe a tower made out of whipped cream, and then maybe the dog act would come back out. So when you got booked into vaudeville, you were booked with an act that you had already developed, was already polished, was already ready to go. So it's the direct inverse of modern theater, which is you come with nothing and you take time to build it, and then you come out with one product and you run it for a very limited amount of time, and then it's done.
What's your act?
I have several.
What are they?
I have several. So there's Spectacle in Mirth's Marvelous Mechanical Music Maiden, which is my busking, one of my busking personas. She is a giant Victorian porcelain doll that will wake up and sing to you if you give her a dollar, or if you pay her a compliment. You can pay her money or praise. And the other version of her is the Marvelous Mechanical Matahari, which is the dancing girl version. So, and I've developed a whole script around a 20-minute one-woman show around how she became that way and how she was a woman and she was trapped in the body of brass and enamel by Thomas Edison. And she, you know, like the Incredible Hulk, she roams the earth trying to find her connections with people and make her life worth living. And so I was able to take something that started out year and a half ago, last August, not this August, but last August, as a, like, I've got a month off. I have no money. I have almost no resources. And I've got a closet full of costumes. What could I do? And I was like, I know, I'll put on a dress. And I'll stand really still and I'll sing. Maybe people will give me money and I'll sing. And I went out on the streets of Stanton and it was terrifying and wonderful. And it turned into a much bigger product. And so now she has an origin story. She's got a shoot-off version of her. So that's become one very particular act that I do. But I've got songs that I've written and I've got songs that I've sung and I've got the 7 or 8 teacup shows that we've produced.
Sister Suffragettes, my name is Carmel. I will be your host, whether you like it or not. And I encourage you to clap your hands, stomp your feet, scream as loud as you can. When you see something amazing, we love the feedback and we are here to entertain you.
For the Sister Suffragettes teacup cabaret that we did, which is on YouTube, by the way. We did a burlesque, like a daylight burlesque version of seeing a woman transform from what it would look like in a costume starting in like the 1850s to the costume of a modern belly dancer. So every layer that came off was another decade's different costume. And so there was a dance that went with it. So like, what does it look like when you're doing the same moves in a dress from the 1850s as opposed to the costume of a modern belly dancer? So there's a lot of social commentary in that show. I've always been a performer. I've been a belly dancer. I've been a singer. And I am a hummingbird of theatrical interests. So I realized that vaudeville is the systematic version of what I like. It's all of the things. There's no rules about what you can and cannot do, and that's great.
Feeling fringy and brave? You'll find my conversation with Carmel about the first Shenandoah Fringe Festival, as well as pictures and links of Carmel Klavan, vaudevillian in action, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
Chapeau, oh chapeau, how I love you. Do you love chapeaus too?